I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean Watson was on the national stage yesterday. There's a guy that's taking the world by storm. They're calling him Jeopardy guy. You're familiar with this guy, John?
Quite. I've been following and reading about some of the things he's been doing. It's pretty amazing stuff, taking analytics to the game show network, to the Jeopardy game show, and dominating. About to break a record.
James Holzhauer, he's going for the most wins ever in Jeopardy. Sports gambler, guy who risks it a lot in Jeopardy. He actually starts out on the higher numbers and then works his way down. This is what he had to say when asked yesterday on FS1 about what athlete he would compare his style most to.
Which NFL player would you most compare yourself to? This is an interesting one.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about Jeopardy style, I'm not afraid to throw the deep ball, even if it might get picked off, so... Deshaun Watson, I think, would be the best comparison.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
I just don't know. I just don't know how I feel about that. I
think well,
that
you can't. Okay, let me. Can I call you a hypocrite?
Yes.
I'm not Stu.
It's okay.
But in this day, today, you are being a little bit hypocritical. You know why? Because on the one hand, you and I both are talking about this Texans offense, and we want to see some of this complex offense that's so hard to obtain. But then you don't feel comfortable with a guy saying, I want to be like Deshaun Watson, unafraid to throw an interception. Isn't that what we want to see in the offense? Deshaun Watson being Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, but I just don't like the way he worded it. I'm just a little defensive about Deshaun Watson. And speaking of Deshaun Watson, speaking of the Rockets, speaking of all the stuff we got going on, we could be hours away from the Texans being a very lonely team in town. Because you've been here and you've talked about, you know, the apathy and the reputation that Houston sports had as early as a few years ago. Well, the Rockets go out, the Astros go out there, they win their World Series. The Rockets, they are getting another opportunity to do what they've set out to do. If that happens, I think the term and the reputation that Houston fans had for the majority of your career covering teams, it kind of goes away, yeah. And the Texans will be on an island by themselves.
That's scary, and I hadn't thought of that because we had a caller bring that up earlier about every time he watches the Texans, he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. In other words, you know, they could be first in goal at the one with a 7-point lead on the Patriots, and somehow he thinks they're going to lose that game. I get it, and what I said was it's kind of Houston. It's not a Texans thing. It's battered fan syndrome, which is what we have in Houston. Over so many heartbreaks, as far back as you want to get, teams have broken our hearts here outside of the 94-95 Rockets, which some people nationally still kind of discredit to a degree because Jordan wasn't playing. Oh, I know he came back the second year. Okay, whatever. And also the Astros saved us, right? The Astros saved us, and that was finally getting over the hump. I hadn't thought of it like that. I think if the Rockets win a championship now, after
Texans are on an island.
After the Astros a year before.
It's a lonely island. A very lonely
island. The Texans
island.
Are on an island. And you talk about the pressure ratcheting
it's
up.
It's going to be a lonely, lonely island. 713.
How are those high-dollar functions going to be when you see Tillman Fertitta and you see, you know, Jim Crane and the McNair show up, Cal McNair shows up? They're going to be looking down their nose a little bit at old Cal?
Probably. Yeah. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Floyd. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Terrific.
Hey, I'm an everyday listener, first time caller.
You're the man.
I'm the man. The what I want to say is, y'all have a bad coach for the skills that Watson has. You see what I'm trying to say? The skills he has, that's a bad coach. It's a bad fit.
I'm listening.
Y'all need a speedy running back. Remember Strolls from Philadelphia? When he come out the backfield first and third down, he can make you miss. It's just the wrong coach for his skills. Now, just like before Jacksonville went to the playoff, The year before that, everybody in y'all division was bad. Quarterbacks was hurt. Y'all had top five defense. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I mean, y'all was the best team in that division. But y'all didn't win.
Appreciate the call, Floyd.
I like Floyd a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
just because the way he sounds.
He's talking
Figgy,
about the coach.
That is an OG.
Yeah.
That's an OG.
That's
right
the dude there at the barbershop that know what he's talking
yeah,
about with sports.
Darn right he yep. is. Because he made us a couple of solid points there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to come down to the coach. And we always talk about, you know, are these teams connected? I don't know that, you know, what happens. There's few cities where every team is connected. I think for the most part, it's three individual fan bases, and some fans like all three. But make no mistake about it, the Rockets get over that hurdle. You know, this treading of water that the Texans have done is only going to increase, and I think it's only going to increase the pressure on Bill O'Brien. And what Bill O'Brien needs to do is he needs to take a step forward with this offense. That's mm-hmm. that's been the theme of the day. He needs to take a step forward with this offense. But some people, John, think that he just might not be the right coach for this situation.
Well, Floyd just said that. Got the wrong coach for that quarterback. To be determined, Floyd, but I think you made a solid point, and it's kind of what we're talking about here in terms of that offense becoming top 10, becoming feared, becoming something where Deshaun Watson walks on the field, and he walks on the field now, and a lot of people turn their head and say, that guy's special. But it's Deshaun Watson walking on the field in an opposing stadium and fans just saying, oh, Lord, help us. You know, that kind of thing.
Andrew, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Hey, y'all were talking about Bill O'Brien's ceiling as the head coach of the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to – we all know the ceiling is the roof. And what are we always telling the Texans to do? Open the stadium up.
Oh, look at you. You went somewhere with it.
Oh, you went deep.
You went somewhere with that.
Nobody's talking about guy.
That was a nobody's talking about guy right there. The ceiling is the roof. Open the roof. There you go. Sky high.
How much weed do you think that guy smoked for lunch?
I think that was his lunch.
Let's go to Jake. Jake, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, listen. So I believe that the red zone offense is always going to be the crutch for Bill O'Brien and this team, because whenever we had the Arian Foster days and the Matt Schaub days, we were automatic.
Mm-hmm.
We were scoring every
and Owen Daniels.
We, you know, yeah, Owen Daniels, Andre, all those guys. That was a strong point for us. And yes, we had a Pro Bowl offensive line, but until we get better in the red zone, this offense will never be elite.
Yeah, and you say crutch. I think you may have meant downfall or ultimate downfall because he can't be relying on number 29 in the NFL in the red zone. That can't be something that he's hanging his hat on by any stretch. But I get your point, and I think it's valid. But I also think this is something that there's going to be another level of, what is it, excuse making maybe? If this offense doesn't get it done again, because, you know, you've got the new offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach has been, you know, kind of criticized harshly.
There are no excuses.
I agree.
Offense,
I'm saying
offense.
What there's going to be.
We can have, we can talk excuses, and a lot of times excuses are reasons, but there's no excuses for this offense not to be popping next year. There's absolutely none. It's too talented of a group. It's too important. You had the chance to basically decide what you were going to do to make this offense take the next level. You brought in an offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to help you. You brought in a quarterback coach. You got your receivers back. There's no excuse. I can take excuses a lot of the time, but there's no excuse for this offense unless the worst thing that you can think of happens.
Don't say it.
It can happen. I won't. But you know what happens to ruin a football team. But there's zero excuses for this Texans offense not to be good. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Stanford Route's going to come in 15 minutes. We'll get more into this. But we know the big story tonight. Your Houston Rockets were about less than nine hours away from the Houston Rockets taking the court at Oracle against the Warriors. They are a 6-point underdog. We fully expect the Rockets to do much of what they've done the last two games, which means we're going to see less Clint Capella on the court. We're going to see James Harden going toe-to-toe with Kevin Durant, and we're going to see Golden State doing what we've seen them doing for a long time. But the key to this this game and the key to this series is the guards not named James Harden. Eric Gordon, he's risen up. He's rose to the occasion, and he has the Rockets. He's actually probably been the Rockets' third best player in this series just because you got to get put PJ number two.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine and dandy, but at some point, if you're going to win two of the next three games against the Golden State Warriors, Chris Paul has to be one of your three best players. I understand that he did the small things in game four. I give him a lot of credit for that. But Eric Gordon cannot continue to be better than Chris Paul. It just can't happen. It can't work out that way. They don't have the luxury that the Warriors have where you have four or five Hall of Famers on the court at the same time. Chris Paul has to be as good as Eric Gordon.
And that's where I disagree with you a little bit. Eric Gordon in this series, especially the last couple of games, has played his absolute apex game. I mean, absolute. That's as good as Eric Gordon gets. So you can win with Eric Gordon playing that level. Obviously, James Harden is in a different category. This is his team. He's played in the last two games at that MVP level that we were wondering about after the first two games. Capella has not, by any stretch. He's been rendered almost unplayable in certain situations and was unplayable, only playing 21 minutes in Game 4. So what I'm getting at is P.J. Tucker, of all people that you were predicting in this series before it started, boy, he has to play at his absolute best for this team to win. Outside of Eric Gordon, it's true. You can get away with pedestrian Chris Paul if P.J. Tucker just does what he's been doing.
Well, I disagree with that because I think part of the reason that you've been able to do that is because the Splash Brothers have been so bad.
Well, that's true. And I don't think that's fair.
If you're going to tell me that Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are going to play like this for the next two or three games, then yeah, I can agree with what you're saying. But based on what I've seen the last half decade, I don't think I feel safe in saying that that's going to be the same. So I think that something does have to change. And I think that one thing is the guy that's making about $35, $40 million for you,
mm-hmm.
who's supposedly your leader, who's chasing that first ring, he has to be better. Now, if you're going to tell me that the other two guys on the other team, the starting backcourt, are going to be bad, then yeah, I can agree with you.
Well, but what I'm saying is if we're working on the one hand, working under the assumption of Chris Paul is showing signs of age. He's showing signs of not being able to meet the level of play necessary in this series. If we're going to acknowledge that, then you got to have Tucker because you've already showed you can win like that. Now I get, Klay and Steph have not played. If they just make two more buckets, you get swept, right? If they make two more buckets in each game, you're going to get swept. So I get that. If they play better, you're in trouble. What I'm saying is you can win like this. You can win like this.
For sure. If this continues, I 100% agree with you on that. 713-572-4610. You thirsty, man?
A little bit.
Could I interest you in a Coca-Cola?
As in?
The Coca-Cola slanger.
Oh, there we go.
What's up, man?
Hey, Landry, the other day, you inspired me when you said your prayer.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say a quick little prayer, just a quick little
Let's
prayer.
Let's get it. I'm standing for you. I'm standing for you. Go ahead. We got you.
I just want to say that I hope that Chris Paul, that his hamstring will stay strong. It says that if you seek, you shall find. And I hope that he finds a better three-point shot. I just want to say that I hope James Harden three-pointers will continue to fall.
Come on now.
I hope that his floaters will keep floating like rainbows. That they float like rainbows at the promise. That they will bring us home another win back in that Oracle Center. And I also want to say that Eric Gordon,
come on now,
that his three-pointers and that his craftiness will keep going on. And there's also one other player that I want to talk about, and that's that P.J. Tucker. He's a bad mother. Woo!
Shut your mouth.
Have to catch myself. Because I got happy. Because he's putting that grit. He's putting that dog into it. And I just want him to keep on keeping on. I want him to keep on bringing that intensity. And I just want, that's a prayer I have to say, and I hope that he hears my prayer.
Amen.
And that the blessings keep coming on down.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's what I have to say, y'all.
You win.
Coca-Cola Slanger.
Coca-Cola Slanger wins,
Rockets
everybody.
Rockets by 30.
Coca-Cola Slanger wins.
Rockets by 30. Coca-Cola Slanger just dominant right there. How do we top that, Fig?
We can't.
I mean, praise dance. I mean,
Sanford's all right, but damn, I don't know about all that. Jeez.
Y'all know I'm better than all right.
Good gosh. Y'all know I'm great. It's like eating the filet mignon and then going to the edamame or something like that. How do you feel about edamame, by the way, Stan?
Something that I don't make a habit of trying to eat often, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Yes, it's okay.
Stanford Rout, Smack. NFL veteran, one of the fastest cornerbacks of all time. The reason we bring that up, Stan, because the other day I was at a picnic, and a lot of people brought it, a lot of nice sides, and some jamoke brought edamame. It's a bad mistake, isn't it, to a picnic?
That's what he likes to eat, so he's just bringing that.
It was a she, obviously.
She's bringing that as a piece for the group. If they choose to eat it, then great. If they don't, more for her.
Oh, that's true. That's fair.
Yes.
Still not a good look.
I don't know.
Andrew, you got to be a little bit more congenial, man. You can't be so pessimistic all the time.
I just think it's situational. It's situational, bro. It's situational. I like me some edamame.
But that's in the eyes of the beholder.
You could say that about anything, Stan.
What situation is for edamame?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. You're having a couple of couples over for a little evening, right? You got your dinner planned or your hors d'oeuvres or whatever it is. It's when they come through the door, there's a bowl of nuts and a bowl of edamame. It's not even an appetizer. It's the snack before you eat.
Okay, so let's say this. You have the picnic.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been the snack that you ate before you ate.
There you go.
Picnic.
There you go.
Right?
Sure. Start me into it, Stan.
Landry never wants to expand his horizon.
He does not.
Like
he lives in his own little world.
Sure, Stan, whatever. I like edamame. I just didn't feel like it went with the mac and cheese and the potato salad and the beans. That's all I'm saying, Stan. Damn, dude.
But guys, you got to remember, like, not everybody always eats their food groups the traditional way.
Correct.
Like, Jim Harbaugh, what does he drink? Milk with his steak?
Yeah
that's or, a bit, though, right?
I mean, like,
I don't
that's,
know.
He serious about that?
I really think that that's how he actually eats his steak, drinking it with milk. So I personally wouldn't do it, but everybody's got their own different way. Some people have ketchup with their hash browns.
Some people have.
Who doesn't?
I don't.
With hash browns?
Hell.
Wow.
Hey,
is that a thing? Here. Is that a thing or what?
Is that a thing?
No, I'm not. Race
car! Look at you.
He said, is
Did
that
he
a
really
thing?
Say that?
Wow.
We all know what you were going to say.
Yeah.
We all know. Is that a thing?
All right, we'll keep this going. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Stanford Rout, one of the fastest cornerbacks of all time in the building. Big day in Houston. We're going to talk about it all, and we're going to ask the former NFL cornerback if the Texans are on the verge of being extremely lonely. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.